Hey, it's Greg Allen from the Electrician Success Academy. Did you know when you sign up to the Academy Mastermind, you get your very own success manager? This person will hold you accountable to making sure that you are on the right track in your learning so that every single week you are taking milestones and moving forward in your electrical business. Whether it's starting, scaling, or automating your business, or just wanting to really optimize your profitability or enhance your staff's performance, we have it for you in the Academy Mastermind. Head over to the link in the bio and get your free business strategy session today.
There's no point you going and putting more time into Google and social media and advertising if you're not maxing out your efforts now. And maxing out means getting every phone call, doing every quote, following up every quote up within 24 hours. And if you're not doing those three things to get every job you can, you spending time on Google and that is a waste. It's stupid, it's a waste of money, and it's a waste of time. And all you're doing is leveraging your losses. So you have to be, like, before we move up in the sales and marketing side of things, you need to be maxing out those things. That includes when someone calls you up, they find out some information and get a over the phone quote, not a written one, still following that up. But if it's a phone call, you want to follow it up by the end of the day. Hey, I'm just following up to see if you wanted to go ahead with that job we talked about earlier. Who else does that? No one. No one does. And people get busy. So they'll call the electrician, now I've got to shoot off. And they'll shoot off and they'll forget about it. When you're the one that calls up, doesn't matter about price anymore. Who cares? You're the one that called me back. You're on the phone. It's probably going to happen again. I'll get too busy and I won't call, and my wife's already on my back for the last month about it. So if someone hangs up, you set a reminder to call them back that day in your Asana. As soon as they hang up, all right, I've got you. I'll call you back in 3 hours or 4 hours or something. Yeah? So over the phone quotes, you want to be following up within 4 hours, at least by the end of the day. Written quotes within 24 hours. Preferably, you can test these different things, but try calling straight after you've sent it. Hey, I've just sent that through. I can run you through the quote now and we can book it in if you like. Here's what I've come up with. Remember what we said last time? You've got your prices. Your prices are what they are. There's no modification. It's not like, it's around about this much for that. Yeah, that much for that. You've got it in front of you and you go, are you ready for the price? Here's the price. Call out this, that comes to this much. Should we book it in for tomorrow? I've got a space. That's how you want your written quotes to go. But the longer you leave those, the less likely they are to convert.